There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a sad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so two Clark County pools where I live, this is being reported by the Washington Times. I love it when Las Vegas makes national news. All right, and, you know, I mean, come on, this kind of stuff happens other places too, but I guess here we are making national news because a pool that my kids trained at when they were on the swim team and was really close to my house at the time had to be closed, and the West Flamingo Adult Facility in Las Vegas, or Desert Breeze Aquatic Facility and West Flamingo Adult Facility in Las Vegas, closed after two separate strains of staph bacteria were found in the water. Employees with skin rashes prompted the checks on the water quality. Now, the Clark County spokeswoman, Stacy Welling, says the county does not normally do such testing. Two other county indoor pools are also being checked for bacteria levels. There's really no local or state protocols for dealing with this possible staph bacteria, so the World Health Organization usually has some guidelines. And I also looked up on what the CDC offers. Now, before people start getting freaked out about public pools, can I just say, all right, staff is everywhere. It's in gyms. It's in grocery stores. It's in schools. It could be in your house. All right. And then public pool areas. All right. From what I'm seeing here, according to the CDC website, the MRSA, which is one of the scariest of the staff because it's multiple drug resistant, okay, does not... excuse me, that maybe it's in my lungs, God forbid, does not survive long in pools and other treated swimming places because these pools are supposed to have proper disinfectant chlorine and pH levels. And thus far, the CDC is reporting no reports of MRSA or MRSA spreading through contact with recreational water. But it's around the facility that concerns me. And then what also concerns me is if staph was found in the water, was it because somebody was infected, goes into the water, it's not properly chlorinated, and so it's still living there? All right? So let's quickly review what should be your approach to MRSA. Well, first, many people think they got bit by a spider. So what happens is they go, oh, my gosh, this hurts. And, boy, is it full of pus. And I take a look and I go, did you see the spider? They're like, no. I'm like, are you sure you got bit by a spider? Well, I don't know. I didn't see it. I go, I think this is staph. And then we open it up or it oozes out on its own. We take a culture and lo and behold, staph, methicillin resistant. These things are red. They're swollen. They're painful. They're warm to the touch. Sometimes you could even have a fever. You'll see it in the underarm or in the groin area. And, it could be very, very dangerous. It could spread to the blood, spread to the lungs and other areas. Again, if the pool is properly chlorinated, it should kill a lot of the bugs. But remember, a pool is not sterile. Okay? You're not swimming in sterile water. Okay? So don't expect any pool to be completely free of germs. Now, if you have a wound, please do not get into a public pool. Okay? Capiche? If you have pus, if you have an open ulcer, one, to protect others, and two, to protect yourself. If you got an open wound, you really want to get pool water into it? Well, Dr. Dolly, it's not a public pool, but it's the pool at my house. And, you know, my dog jumps into the pool. You think I want what comes out of his tushy going into my wound? All right? And my kids swear they don't pee in the pool, but really? You know, my husband lets the dog swim in the pool and sit in the jacuzzi. I'm like, don't. The dog's going to pee in the pool. And my husband's like, the dog's not going to pee in the pool. I go, really? I mean, what social etiquette do you think our dog follows to tell himself, oh, I'm in a pool, I better hold it until I leave the pool? No. Dog's probably peeing in the pool, too. And my husband's like, no. I'm like, the pool's turning green. Get the dog out of the pool. So, you know, just keep in mind that there's going to be stuff in the pool. And also, you know, I was at a public pool facility once, and it got closed because somebody pooped in the pool. There was literally poop. It was just like Caddyshack, right? Poop in the pool. I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, what's in poop? E. coli? A variety of other bacteria? So now that's swimming around. And I mean, yeah, chlorine should handle it. But they still had to clean the pool. Pretty disgusting. I don't know if they drained the pool, though. I know in Caddyshack they did. So, don't be sharing towels if you have any open wounds, okay? Don't share razors like, oh, I forgot to shave my legs. Can I borrow? No, no. Be careful touching surfaces like handrails or locker room benches. MRSA loves moist, so it'll hang out in those areas, all right? If you have a wound and you go, you know what, I got a waterproof bandage, it's not good enough. I'd say just stay out. Yeah, there's ways you could gauze and saran wrap and duct tape and all that, but I just wouldn't mess with it. Don't even go there, all right? And protect others. Hand washing, soap and water. If somebody's like, ooh, that looks really pussy, I'd like to push on it and see what happens, tell them no. Please don't touch my open, infected wound because it could be staph. A lot of times people get staph because they touch something unwittingly and then they rub their nose or they touch their mouth, and that's another way they get it in there. So you got to be careful. It could be skin on skin. It could go into the respiratory area. There's a variety of things, okay? And, guys, we're going to be covering this summer peeing in the pool. And how many of you pee in the pool? Will you stop it? One piece of advice I give people, a lot of people pee in the pool, not only because they're being lazy, but because they don't want to go to the women's restroom and sit on a toilet seat because they think they're going to be exposed to something. Go to the women's restroom and stand when you pee. You could pee in one of those big gulp cups, all right? And then you could stand and pee in it and then dump it in the toilet so you don't have to sit on the toilet seat. All right? Does that make you feel better? But just don't pee in the pool. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all, was working the dials. No, he's still there. I didn't scare him away. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, everything you ever want to know about sunscreen but were afraid to ask. We are starting to come into the hot time of year. And what happens when there's heat? There's sun. We're going to soak up the sun, and I'd like to soak up the sun because I am very, very white, and I look better when I'm tan. But having a little malignant lesion already on my arm, I have to wear sunscreen. And a lot of us do the sunscreen thing all wrong. So let's just quickly review super fast because I want you guys to learn something, okay, so I could keep my job. All right, let's teach you guys something about sunscreen. Okay, so what they do is they try to block the UV radiation. You got UVA and UVB. They damage the skin, age it prematurely, increase your risk of skin cancer. And for those of you that want a very detailed breakdown, go to skincancer.org. The Skin Cancer Foundation has a phenomenal website on this. Now, when we look at sunburn, UVB is usually the culprit behind sunburn. However, UVA goes more deep, and this is what causes the wrinkling, the leathering, the sagging, and the photoaging, or the light-induced effects of aging. Photo. Okay, got that, guys? Photoaging. See, photo, trying to accent, photo, got it. All right, see, in Spanish, you have the little accent mark, you know, like taco. So, you know to accent the first, unless it's the accent's at the end, like El Capitan. Then you accent the end. But in English, we don't have that. Okay, anyway. So, unfortunately, UVA also exacerbates the carcinogenic effects of UVB. All right, and so you really want a sunscreen that protects against UVA and UVB. So, what is SPF? Doesn't this drive you crazy? You're like, OMG, WTH is UVA and UVB with SPF, LOL. Honestly, I think they came out with this because they were just trying to deal with all the emojis and the way people text, and they figured it was really, really difficult to say sun protection factor. But don't be messing around with the sun protective factor of 4, all right? We want you to have 15 or higher. And now, what does the sun protection factor mean? Okay, so let's say if it takes 20 minutes for you to burn, okay, unprotected, and you use SPF 15, theoretically you'll burn 15 times longer. Okay, so an SPF 4 would mean you'll burn 4 times longer, as long as you're wearing this sunscreen. SPF 15 means you'd burn 15 times longer. So if you burn 20 minutes wearing nothing, if you use SPF 15, that gives you about 5 hours of protection. Okay? But we'll talk about why still that's not always the case. They say another way to look at it is percentages. They say SPF 15 filters out approximately 93% of the incoming UVB rays that are going to sunburn you. SPF 30 will keep out 97%, and SPF 50 keeps out 98%. All right? But if you are light sensitive, have a history of skin cancer, etc., these different percentages mean a lot. And I tell you, just cover up as well as put SPF 50. I love the baby banana boat ones that are the SPF 50. I'm like, honey, let's kids just lather all this on. All right, so let's say you put sunscreen on. And you're like, all right, I'm going to go to the lake. I don't want to carry the sunscreen, so I'm going to put it on now at 6 in the morning. And then when we come home at night, I'll just wash it off. Okay, first of all, your sunscreen's only going to really last for a couple hours. So you need to reapply every couple hours. Now, I don't really know the youngest age to use sunscreen. I know they have baby type stuff, but I really never recommended applying it till the 6 month mark. And I recommended parents keep their infant out of the sun. Unless, of course, it was recommended because of jaundice that they needed to get some UV rays. So, but you know, your children that sit in their car seats are getting sun through the car. One of the reasons why I think I had the pre-melanoma on my, right arm is because I'm a passenger a lot because my husband likes to drive, and so the sun hit on the right, whereas a lot of men get stuff on the left. So you need to also see what's going on with your child and where the sun is hitting them. So keep your 6 month old and younger away from the sun, and then after their 6 months, we've got to start using sunscreen. All right, now there's a variety of different types. You got moisturizers, you got makeup, etc. What I usually tell people to do is use basic sunscreen under your makeup or on your skin, and then you can put stuff over it. Water resistant and very water resistant are nice, but we've also found that a lot of these water resistant types aren't really that water resistant. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about different types of sunscreen. All right, ingredients. All right. You got PABA derivatives, salicylates, Cinemate, Octyl Metho Oxy Cinemate. Those help UVB absorption. The benzophenones like oxybenone, shorter wavelength UVA protection, etc. We're finding that I remember years ago I was being interviewed on the safety of some of the ingredients of sunscreen and how they said that you need to be very, very careful because some of these sunscreens could actually accentuate the skin cancer effect. Oxybenzone and octinoxate, those were found to have caused quote-unquote hormone disruption, and the environmental working group didn't seem to like those that much, and they ranked it kind of high on their toxicity schedule. They recommend looking for zinc oxide, avobenzone, or Mexoral SX. They seem to provide full protection according to the environmental working group. Many of you apply it incorrectly. You slap it on. You need to rub on the right amount. Many of you are like, well, I don't want to rub it on all the way because then I'm going to get vitamin D deficiency. Listen, vitamin D deficiency is happening because we're out of the sun. All right. You could get vitamin D from salmon and eggs, enriched milk, orange juice. But, we're worried about melanoma. And so, you know, you leaving a block of space, which is something I taught you guys about that I've done, I don't think really works to our best advantage. You know, some of you would say, well, you know what? I leave my arms unprotected, but I put it everywhere else because I can look at the arms. I got to tell you, when I found out that I had a dysplastic mole, that was scary stuff to think that it could have already invaded the blood system. I wouldn't mess with it. Just put it on right. A lot of people think if it's cloudy outside or if it's cold, you don't need sunscreen. No. They say 40% of the sun's UV radiation reaches the earth on a completely cloudy day. Some people get sunburns at high altitudes. Some people get sunburns in very cold areas. All right? The sun still comes down. Okay? Many people are troubled by the fact that if you were exposed to sun as a child, that could later cause you to have cancer. So what's the use? Here's the thing. Okay, you might have done some major skin damage, and maybe you have a couple rogue melanocytes. You just don't need more. And keep in mind, the older you are, the more of a chance you have of having skin cancer or rogue cells. Don't forget to hit the scalp. I throw sunscreen on my kid's scalp or I make them wear a hat. They say the most deadly melanoma skin cancers occur on the scalp because people don't look for them. They can't see their own scalp. Don't forget to also get the sunscreen on their ears. Don't forget to also get it on your neck. Necks have a lot of places where there could be moles. All right. Don't forget to get that covered. Lips. Lips have lack of melanin. And they have very little protection against the sun. And a melanoma on the lip is not fun. So there's certain protections that you could put. Be very, very careful with the lip gloss. Apparently, Christine Brown, a dermatologist at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas, told NBC News that lip gloss could actually invite UV rays to penetrate your skin. So you got to be very, very careful being out in the sun looking all sexy with lip gloss and lipstick. Make sure you have UV protection. Don't forget the back of your hands, okay, and the front of your hands. You got to get your hands pretty good. And then, of course, the tops of the feet in between the toes. A lot of us burn our little tootsies. Whew. And the bottoms of the feet. When you guys lie on your stomach to get the back tan, the bottoms of your feet get burned. Don't forget, and, of course, good eye protection so you don't burn your corneas. All right, guys, 1-877-LA. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Governor Cuomo now has ordered emergency measures yesterday, all right, to combat the wage theft and health hazards faced by thousands of people who use her work in New York State's nail salon industry, effective immediately. He said in a statement, a new multi-agency task force will conduct salon-by-salon investigations instituting new rules that salons must follow to protect manicurists from the potentially dangerous chemicals found in nail products, and begin a six-language education campaign to inform them of their rights. They say any nail salons that do not comply with orders to pay workers back wages or are unlicensed are going to be shut down. Apparently, the New York Times investigated nail salons and found widespread exploitation of manicurists, many of whom have illnesses that some scientists and health advocates say are caused by chemicals with which they work. Remember years ago how nail polish and hair dye would just stink? I remember my mom dyeing her hair, and it was like, whoa, you know? And she's like, come here, I need to yell at you about this. I go, Mom, your hair is drippy, and I'm smelling it, and it smells so bad. And when I first started dyeing my hair, it still smelled bad. Now they got rid of a lot of that smell, but you still wonder what odorless type stuff you're bringing in, you're taking in. And then nail salons, just in terms of nails. I like to wear a mask when I get my nails done. One, so I don't smell the chemicals, and two, when they're filing down the nail, I'm not breathing in a lot of that dust. And a lot of the nail workers wear the masks as well. All right. So apparently there were cases where sometimes the wages were not being paid. Some of them working only on commission, etc. And I guess they are going to be giving hospital-style masks that manicurists can wear. But unfortunately, these masks do not prevent you breathing in the dibutyl phthalate, the toluene, the formaldehyde that are used in nail products. These can be linked to leukemia and fetal defects. Salons have to be ventilated and reduce the fumes. You know, another thing I really hope that the salons are also doing to protect patrons is to quit reusing things on people that could have touched somebody else's bloody finger or bloody toe. Sometimes the filing or the cutting or the manicure or pedicure causes some bleeding. And if there's a certain lotion being used or a certain instrument or whatever, everything needs to be thrown out or autoclaved, et cetera, if it's autoclavable. And so, you know, luckily I go to a great, great salon, but I wonder if other salons are holding the same, QA. So I want to make sure that you know, if for like example, you just had a nail file done and then they want to put a certain oil on the cuticles, decline it if it's something that's used on multiple people. But if it's something that's squirted out and looks fresh from the bottle, that's safer than something being rubbed on. Things like that. All right. So, when it comes to workers not getting paid, it blows my mind that in this day and age, it still happens. Me and Tom, my producer, were talking about how the U.S., according to ABC News, is the only industrialized nation without paid maternity leave. They're saying here it's the only one. All right. That's some crazy stuff. All right. They say advocates for paid family leave are reminding people that the U.S. is only one of three countries in the world. Now, remember, industrialized nation, we're the one of the last ones left. But in the world, don't offer paid maternity leave, and we face negative consequences without statutory paid family leave. The other two countries are Papua New Guinea and Suriname. So, A Better Balance, a New York-based national legal advocacy group, promotes workplace fairness for families. And there was a report titled Investing in Our Families, the Case for Paid Family Leave in New York and the Nation. For workers without paid family leave, taking time off to care for a new baby or a seriously ill loved one can have devastating long-term financial consequences, ranging from racking up credit card debt to raiding savings to bankruptcy. Now, here's the thing. It's very easy to say we need to do paid leave, okay? But we need to take a look at the logistics on how this has to happen, all right? You know, one thing I've talked about many times on this show is the more we ask for and the more we progress in terms of rights, a lot of times the more we regress, okay? You know, when we interview staff for my office, every now and then we have somebody come in, and before we even ask them their name, or before we even ask them the nitty-gritty, they blurt out, don't worry, I'm not planning on getting pregnant anytime soon. We're like, huh? What? That wasn't even a question of ours. Well, the last employer asked, and I think they were upset because I'm still childbearing, and they were afraid I was going to get pregnant, so let's just put that out there, I'm not. And I'm like, we don't want to even ask that. I think it's illegal to ask that. We don't care. It's fine. You know, whatever. We love having you. But the fact that you're seeing women scared that the boss may not hire them entirely because of the push for paid family leave and needing to hire two people for the same staff is going to basically cause discrimination all over again with female in the workplace. And so I recommend having a government program that handles the paid leave as opposed to the employer handling the paid leave. You know, a big thing that we have now, a big issue, is the Family and Medical Leave Act, where employees or companies with more than 50 employees can take unpaid job protected leave up to 12 weeks. Really nice. I love it for my patients. I'm such a huge fan of the Family Medical Leave Act. But when you ask employers and managers, how are they staffing? How are they handling the time off and the unpredictable time off, the intermittent type of time off? It's extremely difficult. So they have to hire somebody when somebody's gone. When they come back, they fire the person that was hired because they can't fire the person that was on medical leave. So you have a bunch of people who I've seen could even come into my office going, well, I worked there for a week, but not because I did the job badly. It's because I was covering somebody on leave. You're like, but you only got to work for a week. I know. They came back and I lost my job. So we have a whole nother set of problems here, because you have employers trying to hire for two for one position. You have people trying to take leave, trying to stay afloat, trying to not lose their job, trying to deal with maternity, getting pregnant, etc. You know, you have a lot of people jealous that they can't get pregnant. Somebody else could get pregnant and have paid leave, yet they have to go to work because they're not pregnant and have to work for their pay. So it's not as simple as it looks. Now, most of these other countries, the government pays for that. And so I would recommend, rather than some of the half-assed programs that we're already paying for, let's put some money into this sort of program where people who are pregnant, maternity or paternity, all right, do have time to be with their infant. I think it's extremely important. It's a very, very important bonding time. And the fear of going back to work. I had 2 weeks maternity leave, and so I went back after 2 weeks. I could have taken longer unpaid, but I couldn't afford it. And then with my second baby, I went back to work in 3 days because I didn't have leave. And, you know, you don't work, you don't eat. And so 3 days I went back to work. That's ridiculous. We really need to allow people to have that little bit of cushion. But then again, where's the money coming from? You know, I mean, can employers pay for that? Not all of them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of you guys online date, and I don't blame you. And now we are in this world of social media where we have learned how to manipulate photos to look good. If you look and you troll Twitter, Facebook, etc., there are people who you know aren't that good looking, take one hell of a good picture, and you're like, whoa, and they could do it for free. You could use Instagram filters, you could use positioning, you could use lightening certain angles of your face, and I think we have become masters of how to make ourselves look decent. But to make yourself look gorgeous, a lot of times you need to Photoshop. Well, there's a study recently presented at the 65th Annual Conference of the International Communication Association in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And they looked at 305 heterosexual men and women aged 17 to 36. And they wanted to see what happened when they looked at pictures who had been enhanced. Participants were asked to view two profile pictures of the opposite sex. Each picture showed the same person. One had been enhanced through lighting, hairstyling, makeup, and one was relatively normal. No hairstyling, no makeup, satisfactory lighting, etc. Then the participants were asked how they rated the physical attractiveness and trustworthiness of each participant, how closely they thought they would be a match, and their desire to them. Well, the study revealed that when a man enhanced his profile picture, she thought they were more attractive and more trustworthy than the non-enhanced picture of the same male. I found that interesting, the trustworthy aspect of it. But men, they liked the enhanced profile picture of the woman. They thought she looked good, had more desire to date the woman, but they trusted her less. And this was very, very interesting, okay? Because you would think many guys would be like, you know what, I really don't care what they look like. The guys liked it when we made ourselves look better, but they didn't trust us. Now, to me, what that means is we have a huge population of guys who have gotten tricked, okay? I did that with my husband. For years, I only let him see me with makeup, to the point where one day I had spent the night and I start walking around the apartment. And he's like, who are you? I go, babe, it's me. Who's me? I go, me, Dahlia. Oh, gosh, you look different. All right, are you sane? Yeah, you asked me to move in. We're supposed to be getting married soon. Really? Who are you? Okay, so you see, guys have been jaded. And they are not going to fall for that one again. So my guess is you see somebody that looked Photoshopped. And guys are studying this now. My sons have figured it out. You know, I one time had my makeup done and I had a lot of lipstick. Because when a makeup artist, you know, works on me, they have such a blank canvas. They're like, oh, my God, we can add color to you so you don't look like you need a transfusion. And my sons are like, I don't like it. You look like a slut, Mom. And I'm like, all I did was get some makeup done. You know, TV makeup, you need to have enhanced lips, things like that. They did not like it. And maybe it's because boys, you know, your children are more used to what your mom looks like, so they think they should, you know, look for someone who looks like their mom, which means my daughter-in-law is going to have a big old butt. But they just didn't like it. It looked like I was, quote-unquote, trying too hard. That's what they said. And that's a very interesting. And we're talking about young pubertal boys, right, that haven't had a chance to date and be jaded by somebody who pretended to look good and then they saw them without their makeup, okay? This trying too hard. You look completely made up for a profile picture. Now, it's interesting. I've never done that for my profile picture. Usually my pictures are the way I normally look because I can't stand it when somebody goes, whoa, you know, that look like, oh, you're not what I was expecting. You know, now, of course, yes, I try to hide, you know, an extra chin or two on my pictures, and I try to hide the belly with some Spanx, but I want them to recognize me. That is how I look. That's how I look. No Photoshop, whatever. And so, it's interesting. Now, again, men are still gonna date you, but very interesting. All right. They also said the team found that people are more likely to generate interest on online dating sites using a profile picture that had a genuine smile that crinkles up the eyes. You know, we were taught in one of my beauty classes to have your eyes really wide open. Because when your eyes are big and wide, you look good. And when your eyes are crinky, you kind of look like Renee Zellweger, you know, and part of the reason why I think she got cosmetic surgery is because she didn't like being bullied and having squinty eyes. And so you open up your eyes nice and wide. No. Guys don't want women's eyes wide open. Okay. They like us in the dark. Right, figuratively. So, let your eyes squint a little. You know, it's okay. You know, let your nose kind of scrunch up. Look cute. That's what I would say. And again, I'm no expert on guys, right? You know, I mean, I'm lucky to be married for 18 years, but it's all, you know, he's only with me because, you know, we got a piece of paper forcing him and he's afraid of my mother. So, I always thought that women would look good being as natural as they can, but attractive. You want to be attractive and cute. You don't have to be beautiful. You know, I told you guys years ago, my father said he was so glad my mom wasn't beautiful because then other guys would look at her. And he didn't want other men looking at his wife. And my mom's like, thank you. Yeah.
Great advice from a guy, I don't even remember his name anymore, once told me, just remember, a sane six is greater than a crazy nine. I live by that. That is my standard.
So true. So true. Well, I'm a two and a crazy two.
not going to split hairs there.
But you're right. You're right. You know, you don't want a woman with a lot of baggage. You don't want a woman that, has a lot of upkeep. And again, I know the women, society of womanhood is probably listening to me going, you know, Dahlia, you are so out of the club. But listen. Okay, if you want to get a guy or get a partner, all right, you got to slow down on the maintenance. You got to hide the cray-cray, okay? And a lot of us have some cray-cray, and it comes out. But you want to make sure that they love you, they're attracted to you, and they don't care if you get a pimple or, in my case, a hemorrhoid, things like that, okay? Because it always happens, and take it from a two. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, a teenager came into the hospital with a swollen hand, and he said he hit his brother. When doctors did the x-rays, they found a tooth in between the fingers. That is some crazy, crazy stuff. Apparently, the brother had no idea he lost a tooth. And apparently he had been boxing when his younger brother unexpectedly came between his hand and the punch bag. Wait, how does that happen? How does the younger brother just go la-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da and very quickly get in between a punching bag and a fist? That's the biggest bunch of bullcrap I ever heard. So apparently the brother fled, right, because that was a bad hit. And meanwhile, here's the assailant with a tooth in his finger. I'll post this on Facebook later. Pretty, pretty crazy stuff. Got tetanus, antibiotics, and now the surgeon has to take out the tooth. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang
me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Yep, give me a second. I got a copy of the file for the next hour, and then I'll pass you. So, if you just stop hearing things, it's not that we're not here, it's that you got patched into a different board.
All right. Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.